Good morning. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus is speaking of topics that are critical for us to understand, and also in understanding them, we must be able to weave them into a more encompassing concept of what is the behavior, and better yet, what is the attitude of a disciple of Jesus. We have just come through a section of Scripture that Jesus is really pushing back on this judgment and judging each other. It almost speaks of that in judging, you need yourself to be perfect with nothing obscuring your vision. Jesus refers to a mote being in your eye as you address and criticize someone else that has a speck in theirs. As we read Matthew 7:6, the first thing I notice is some really strange behavior. The first question that comes to mind is this: why would someone give something that is sacred, or as the King James Version says, holy, to dogs? And why would someone cast pearls before pigs? It is near impossible to logically make sense of it if you interpret it to be literal. What he says here, he must be speaking figuratively about these events. In Jesus' reference to the pigs that you're throwing pearls to, it is as if the pigs do not appreciate it. Because it's possible that once you throw the pearls before the pigs and get their attention, they may trample the pearls and turn and tear you to pieces. These statements are mysterious, to say the least. Later in the scripture, we would find that Jesus would make a reference about a Samaritan woman being associated with a dog. He would also use the pearl as a metaphor for something sacred, or at least special, in a particular parable. Because of the placement directly after the section on judging, I believe this is a counterweight discussion that is to give us balance about judgment. I believe Jesus is, in this situation, he's encouraging us, if you are responsible for that which is holy, Jesus is suggesting that you don't give it to dogs, or that which is unable to see the qualitative essence of what you're giving them, nor do you give pearls to pigs. It seems as if sometimes, to incorporate this teaching, we have got to have a spirit of discernment and understand that there is a time to extend that which is holy and that which is precious to those that are around us on this journey. It is to be done cautiously and in reference to where they are on their own journey with Jesus. Pearls have a financial value, and holy is seen as spiritually valuable. So, I believe what Jesus is teaching us here is that which has been deposited in your life, you need to steward it well and make sure those that it is being extended to are ready to receive it.